Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Well, we were not expecting to have a sports open line tonight. We were expecting to have a sports open line tomorrow night, which now probably in likelihood will not happen. So we just trade tomorrow for today. And here we are. We were with you till 8 o'clock tonight. If you want to join with us, you can do so. Multiple ways to get connected. You can call or text 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. Or for those of you who are watching on the video stream, we welcome your comments in the chat. We are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we are on YouTube, and we are available to you as we talk mostly Cardinals baseball between now and 8 o'clock tonight. On the program, we've put together a few guests that are going to join us. In about 10 minutes, our good friend Bernie Miklas is going to join us, KMOX Sports contributor, also part of the team over at STL Sports Central, and also contributes to the Cardinals Territory podcast, along with Katie Wu. So Bernie's going to be with us in about 10 minutes. Joe Roderick's going to join us at 6:35. A couple reasons why. Reason number one, Joe's awesome, and we love talking to him. Reason number two, because when the Cardinals get rained out, Joe Roderick comes on Sports Open Line. It has become kind of a bit. I feel like I'm downplaying his appearance, calling it a bit, but there's kind of a bit to it that it is an automatic that the Cardinals get rained out, he comes on. And then Jacob Sersosimo from Channel 4 and also from Matrix Midwest, he's going to join us at about 7:20. So I did not realize the actual number. This is one of the reasons that wonderful people like Derek Gould exist, because he knows stuff like this just off the top of his head. There is a rule in Major League Baseball about the number of split doubleheaders that you can play in a year without special dispensation from players. And that number is, I guess it's 5, because this is going to be the Cardinals' 6th doubleheader tomorrow. Cardinals players would have had to agree to a split doubleheader tomorrow. That's part of the collective bargaining agreement where you owners, teams can put in place, because it's extra time at the ballpark, right? You are asking players to show up for a game in the afternoon and to stick around for a game at night with a whole bunch of time in between. That's what a split doubleheader is, and there are restrictions on how many of those you can have in a season without it being voted on by players. I don't know if this was voted on by players or not, but players do have to agree to it. So I didn't realize the Cardinals were up at that number. You could ask anybody around here. When we first got word that it was likely to be a rainout today, I told everybody, I bet it's a traditional doubleheader tomorrow. And people kind of pushed back, like, nah, it'll be a split doubleheader. That's what they'll do. I said, White Sox don't really draw that much. They're not going to lose that much gate by doing just a single entrance opening. It's, you know, Cardinals are going to try to get out of town. It's a getaway day. This, to me, this just yells and screams traditional doubleheader. So then it comes down as the traditional doubleheader, and I kind of puff my chest out a little bit because I got that one right. I don't get everything right that I say. And then I read the Derek Gould tweet that part of the reason why was the fact that they were at the point where players would have had to approve a split doubleheader, so instead they go to the traditional, which it's still a long day at the ballpark. It's always, you know, that turnaround is quick. That first game's going to end tomorrow. 30 to 45 minutes, generally closer to the 45-minute number, they're going to be playing baseball again. So there's a lot to do in those 45 minutes from a grounds crew standpoint. They're going to re-manicure the field. From a player standpoint, they're going to go in, they're going to get changed. They're probably, you know, more often than not, you wear different uniforms in that second game. Some guys will take a shower, you're going to try to eat something, all that sort of stuff. And then from a pitching standpoint, it's getting out to the bullpen and the starters getting ready and having the opportunity to go through their full pregame routine. You know, a lot of those guys, before they're even throwing in the bullpen, they're out on the field doing some things. So that's a tight window. That is a tight window on the 45 minutes. I have not yet seen if the Cardinals have announced the starters for, if you know, they could potentially do something different. This would be an opportunity to bring Michael McGreevy up. When did McGreevy last pitch? I should know this, shouldn't I? Hold on. Let's see. I'm just talking off the cuff here. Is there an opportunity? Because you'll have the extra guy available to turn on your microphone, Kyle. I have no, you're trying to give me hand signals.
I am. It was June 8th, Sunday against the Dodgers.
He hasn't pitched in 10 days.
Oh, I thought you meant with the Cardinals.
No.
Oh, my bad.
I was about to say. All right, I'm still working on this. This is fantastic radio all the way around.
My thought there was, has it been 10 days since he's been back?
But that doesn't apply for the extra man.
Right.
Now, there is a rule about using the extra man when the rain out is called, like the day before. Michael McGreevy, he last pitched on June 14th. So that was Saturday, 1, 2, 3. It's 4 days rest. So maybe Michael McGreevy is going to pitch tomorrow. I don't know. I have not seen. Has anybody out there seen the starters listed for tomorrow? I have not seen that. If I do see it, I will. But that, to me, that's a potential opportunity. We'll see if they try to do it. Chicago's a really easy place to get into. I think Memphis is in Norfolk right now. I'm sure that if they want to get somebody into Chicago for tomorrow, they potentially can. All right, Bernie Miklas, he is going to join us in just a moment or so. Don't go anywhere. This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slap Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's an unexpected Gray Bar Sports Open Line. No Cardinals baseball tonight. They're back at it tomorrow. They'll play a traditional doubleheader against the White Sox with our coverage at 12:20, 1:15, 30, 45 minutes or so between game number one and game number two. Right now, we're very happy to welcome on to the program, courtesy of Saliga Heating and Cooling. It is our good friend Bernie Miklas. Of course, you see him and you read him over at STL Sports Central. What was STL Sports Hub? They've changed their name, so in case you're confused what in the world we're talking about, it's STL Sports Central now, and also he's part of the Cardinals Territory podcast, and he does a lot of stuff here at KMOX. Bernie, always good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Great to be with you, Matt Pauly. So I guess I'm kind of a relief pitcher out of the bullpen, so to speak, metaphorically speaking.
Let's see. You know what? I think the more apropos like thing here would be, this is one of those scenarios where the game is in the 15th inning and the next day's starter is going to be used.
Yeah, you're quick on your feet. I like that. Yeah, okay. That's creative. Yeah, I like that. I'd rather fit that profile. Thank
you. Yeah, there you go. That's what we're going with. All right, so just really generally before we start to like get in here, the Cardinals played well yesterday, but obviously the trend over the last couple weeks has not been good offensively. It has not been good. Are you at the point yet where you're like legitimately worrying about who this team is offensively from a big picture standpoint, or do you still feel like this is a pretty good offensive club?
I think it's a pretty good offensive club. I think they've lost some confidence. You know, they were going through a pretty dry stretch there for a while where they had a bunch of games, 8 out of 16 games through Sunday, where they had scored 2 runs or less in like half the games, 8 out of 16. And I think when that happens, guys get frustrated. They press, they lose confidence, and it's just kind of hard to get the mojo going. And listen, we all know the White Sox are terrible. Okay. But you got to get started now. I mean, you got to go in there, and if you have a chance to beat them up, you beat them up. And you build on that, and then all of a sudden people are coming to the ballpark, the players, and they're feeling better about themselves or feeling better about the team, and it all starts to roll again from there. Because often this year they've been an above-average offense. I mean, it's not a powerful offense. We know that. I mean, even their doubles rate has really slowed down, and they don't hit a lot of home runs. But they're very good at making contact. When they're at their best, they're battling pitchers, they're extending counts, they're making guys work, they're hitting strikes, they're putting the ball in play. And listen, that's fundamental stuff, so they can get back to that. I do wish they had more power. I do, because it would just make it a lot easier. It's really hard to kind of have to put a bunch together to score a lot. But I think it's a good offense that went through a really bad time, and now they just sort of have to put it all back together again.
I don't know if this is going to happen. And if you've seen something, you can tell me I'm wrong, and I'm totally fine with that. I have not seen any official announcement in terms of starting pitchers for tomorrow. Michael McGreevy, if he were to pitch tomorrow, it would be 4 days rest for him. Tomorrow would be his fifth day. You get that extra spot where that doesn't count against the, you know, guys being sent down for a certain number of days or anything. If I'm the Cardinals right now, I am getting Michael McGreevy to Chicago and having him start a game tomorrow.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
And then you can set up your pitching for the rest of the week against the Reds, you know, and I think could handle it. I don't know whether, you know, there's always a question like, well, how many pitches would you want him to throw? Would you put a limit, a harder or more stricter limit on him? I don't know the answer to that, but that's an interesting idea.
That's what I would certainly do. You mentioned it in your column today, and again, because it was against the White Sox, I don't want to make too much of anything, but at the same time, you look at what happened. So the Cardinals could have scored in the first inning yesterday. They didn't, and that was that kind of impending sense of doom, here we go again sort of thing. Then the White Sox push across a run in the bottom of the first inning, and it's like, geez, this team cannot get an early lead. And then they follow that up with a five-run second, which is fantastic. And as you've talked about it a lot lately, Bernie, like the inability of this team to have an early lead, it really felt like when you look at yesterday's game, this team getting the early lead changes everything, and it's obviously something they need to do more of.
Yeah, and during that 5-11 stretch that ended last night, the Cardinals, for people that didn't see the column or hear us talking about it on the Gas House Gang, you know, the Cardinals, in their 11 losses, they only had the lead at any point during the first three innings in like one game. In two other games, they were tied. So in the other eight losses, they were behind. And they were behind after the first, after the second, or after the third. And most of the time, they were behind by multiple runs. And see, when your offense ain't going all that well, and you're already kind of pressing, you know, all of a sudden, you're chasing the game over and over again. Every day, you're chasing the scoreboard. You're chasing the scoreboard. You're trying to make things happen right away. You probably get out of your mental zone that you need to be in to maintain your poise. So I thought that was a huge thing last night. That, yeah, here they go again. They're down 1-0. But listen, the White Sox were like shooting air balls all over the place. And, you know, I was looking for the clown car a little bit, and it didn't come out. But as I joked today, you know, the White Sox were very generous hosts. They took it easy on the Cardinals, and they were very generous in terms of just helping the Cardinals get restarted here. But that's what you got to do, man. The Cardinals took advantage of it. I mean, they had 12 hits, 5 walks. I mean, 4 for 11 runners in scoring position. The top 6 lineup spots were ridiculous in terms of being great in that game. But that's what you got to do. You got to beat the teams you should beat. And one of the points I made today, you know, for all the people who say, oh, calm down, all you St. Louis media cheerleaders, it's just the White Sox. Well, number one, the Cardinals lost to the White Sox last year. They lost 2 out of 3. That was a team that's 41-121. If the Cardinals would lose this series, people would be squealing. Mm-hmm. And the Cardinals have not been all that great against lesser teams this year. Going by today's records before action started, in terms of losing, the teams that have a losing record as of right now, the Cardinals only 16-12 against those teams. So listen, one thing they got to do is beat teams that I think they're better than. And so you take it whenever that comes. You don't sit there and nitpick it, because that's just silly.
I listened to your conversation that you and Ronge and Tom had with Oliver Marmol yesterday, and something really struck me, because you guys were talking about it was a combination of getting guys playing time and also roster configuration. And specifically, it was, you know, Thomas Tajaisi and whether or not there's an opportunity to get him there and get more guys some days off and get him in there. And same thing with Nolan Gorman, getting more guys off and getting him in there. And Ollie talked through it and talked through it well, but he opened up his answer saying, you know, this is a front office decision as well. So that kind of struck me that he said that, and that's what he led off with. And he said he wasn't trying to pawn off responsibility there. But so often we feel like all these things are Ollie's responsibility. And I think the Cardinals give Ollie more responsibility than most organizations give their manager. But that stuck out to me that he specifically mentioned the front office a little bit yesterday. Did you catch that? Did you feel that in that conversation?
Oh, yeah. I thought he really wanted to make that point known, because I do think that maybe we, not necessarily you or I, but I think it's easy for, you know, a lot of people just to forget that the manager doesn't set the roster. And, you know, John Mozeliak has been, I've covered him a long time, and he's always been front and center about that. He's always made it clear where that line is drawn. And that is a traditional baseball thing, by the way. The general manager sets the roster. It's his decision. Then the manager, it's his decision who starts, who plays where, how he fills in the lineup card. So, you know, Ollie's the one that's always got to take questions about, well, why isn't Tajaisi up here? And I think he was – I don't think he was playing defense. I just think he was reminding people of, like, how the jobs are structured. And I know that Mozeliak is a strong believer if a young hitter or pitcher isn't getting the work up here, he doesn't want him up here. I mean, I saw that with a very young Colton Wong when he, you know, 2014, you know, Mike Matheny, you know, Colton Wong would have like two games where he went 1-for-8 with like, you know, 3 strikeouts and then he wouldn't play. And like 2 or 3 times, Mozeliak had to intervene and send Colton Wong back to the minors. He would have preferred that he played. But the lineup card belongs to the manager. So these things happen quite a bit. I think Ollie just was trying to remind everyone of that. My feeling is, and if I'm wrong about this, I'll apologize to Ollie if he lets me know, hey, big fella, you're wrong about this. I actually kind of think he wants up Sajacy up here. Because one thing he did when I asked a follow-up question about this, you know, I explained, well, you could get Sajacy a couple, 3 games a week because he could, if you give Wynn some a little extra rest, you give Donovan a game in left field or you rest him, Donovan maybe plays third base, Gorman maybe plays third base, which means, Sajacy could play some second. If you rest your guys, Arenado and Wynn and Donovan primarily, if you rest your guys a little more, you'd be able to get Thomas Sajacy in there. And he agreed that he could. And that's when he kind of came in with the, but I don't set the roster. I think he would find a way to get Thomas Sajacy involved. I really do. I think he really loves the guy.
He's having a hard time finding Nolan Gorman time, though. Sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Kevin Wheeler sent me the lineup, and he said, guy's been their best hitter for the last 3 weeks. And leading the team and everything, and the White Sox are starting a right-hander, and he's on the bench. At some time, you know, there are times I just like want to say, you know what, I just got to stop talking about this because it's driving me crazy.
Fair enough. Well,
it makes me wonder about the whole runway thing. That runway is not open for as much for some people. Compared to other people.
Yeah, we should probably just start and stop using it. Like, that's not what this season is. So
right.
They're not saying it. We keep saying it. But it's,
I like that.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with it. But I'm
with you.
Again. All right, very good. Well, Bernie, we always appreciate the time. Thank you for agreeing to do this at the last second. And, of course, we can't let you get out of here with telling us about our friends over at Saliga.
It is my pleasure. Saliga Heating and Cooling is a Daikin Comfort dealer, been taking care of St. Louis family since 1927. 4 generations of Saligas. Dan Saliga being the latest owner, operator of this proud family business. Hey, their name and their reputation means everything. And we have learned as a Saliga family, calling on them for 16, 17 years, we've learned, why that reputation means so much to them, why the Saliga name is such a source of pride to them. Because the way they've always treated us, the way they've treated our neighbors, they set the standard for honesty and knowledge and professionalism, prompt service. When they come into your home, they're classy. Also, in our experience, they never try to upsell us, never try to talk you into something, never put pressure on you. In our experience, Saliga Heating and Cooling does the opposite thing. They're like, no. You don't need a whole new boiler. You don't need a new boiler. We can keep this thing going for another couple years. We can extend the life of it. And they found that out with a maintenance check. So they're honest that way, and because they want you to be a repeat client. They want you to call them every time you need something. Also, go to SaligaHeatingCooling.com and take a look at the Priority Club. It's a maintenance plan that will save you money because it'll extend the life of your equipment. You'll also get priority scheduling, and you'll have the peace and comfort of knowing your home is safe and ready for all 4 seasons. The phone number for Saliga Heating and Cooling, 314-481-7333. Or to find out more, go to SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back at it here on KMOX. It is a Sports Open line, a Graybar Sports Open line, as we are rolling through on a night where we thought we would have baseball for you, but it is evidently, we'll find out for sure, but it is evidently raining in Chicago, so there was no way to get the game in. They're playing a traditional doubleheader tomorrow in Chicago right now. And of course, those of you who follow along here at Sports Open Line, you know that we've got a little bit of a bit going. I hate calling it a bit because I love having this guy on, and I feel like calling it a bit kind of dumbs down or lessens the impact of having him on. So I'm not trying to do that, but it's also fun because when it rains, we bring Joe Roderick on the show. If it's a Cardinals rainout day, it's a Joe Roderick day on Sports Open Line. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. You're in Chicago.
I am. I came up for the games today. I think we've talked about this before. So I grew up on the south side of Chicago. So I grew up a White Sox fan. And any chance I have to come back up here to Comiskey, as I still call it, I will take full advantage of that. So came up here and was there last night, had plans to go tonight with a few friends from college, and as I was just telling your producer, Kyle, I got in a quick nap before it. I woke up and saw I had a text from him, a text from Claves, a text from my buddy, everybody saying the game was canceled, and yeah, a little bummed out about that.
Are you going tomorrow, or do you have to get back to St. Louis?
I got to get back to St. Louis. My kid has a baseball game, and I coach, and I'm going to get back on the road maybe tonight. I don't know. But I'm going to be back. Yeah. Got to be back for that. So I'm going to miss out on the game tonight, which I was looking forward to seeing Sonny Gray on the mound going up against the White Sox offense.
Is it raining right now in Chicago?
It is. Yes, it is currently raining right now. I thought looking at all the reports, I thought that it looked like it was going to stop around, 8 o'clock or so. So I thought maybe they were going to try to get it in. You know, normally teams will look at that and they'll say, yeah, we don't want the fans driving to in bad weather. But I mean, you know, you're talking about a couple hundred that are going to a White Sox game. So I didn't think it would really matter for that.
Well, and they have to do the, like when they came out with the traditional doubleheader, they have to do it because of the number of doubleheaders that the Cardinals have played this year. There's rules with the PA. But even if that didn't exist, they probably do that. They're not worried about the gate tomorrow being impacted by losing the attendance for one game. They're going to be just okay.
Yeah, I saw Derek Gould's tweet about that, saying that, you know, the Cardinals have played so many doubleheaders that now the players have to decide. And I'd love to know just what exactly goes into that, like how that is decided. And because, you know, I mean, we've talked about this, and I'm sure you know, you've talked to players about it too. Like, they hate having to make up a game on a day off. They don't want to give up that off day. They'd rather play the doubleheader. But I wonder what goes into it as far as, okay, hey, we're just going to go back to back, other than, you know, okay, we're going to wait 3-4 hours, clear out the stadium, and then bring them back in. But it's, man, I mean, it's crazy the amount that they've had so far. We're not halfway through the season. They already have 6 now. This is, this is torture on arms in the bullpen.
It is, and I'll see what happens. I got somebody, I threw out the idea of using the extra spot tomorrow for Michael McGreevy, because McGreevy last pitched in the minor leagues on June 14th. So that was Saturday. If he were to throw tomorrow, that would be a 5th day. It would be so 4 days rest. Now, admittedly, at Memphis this year, he has not pitched on 4 days rest and gone every 5th day. They have a day off every week, things like that. So he's gotten more rest. So I get in the sense that it'd be short rest based off what he's done this year, but it's still 4 days off going in. I wouldn't mind seeing McGreevy in that spot tomorrow.
And what? Who are your options at this point?
Well, because, just going with what you were going to go with, yeah.
Right. No, I'm just talking about for that extra arm, because we've seen all of the extra arms, you know? Like, we've seen the Memphis shuttle, and there's not a whole lot there to be overly impressed about. I mean, Granello's up on the team now, so, you know, you have the latest flavor of the month, so to speak, of that arm down in Memphis. So I don't know what the other options would be. So putting McGreevy in there just in case too, you're playing the White Sox and you have your top two starters going, they should both be able to go 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't need to have just some Memphis arm up here, you know, ready to pitch innings in case of a blowout. Like, you should be going into these games ready to attack and ready to go with your best arms out of the bullpen. So having him there, you know, just kind of a, you know, break in case of emergency type thing for a couple innings, you know, 40, 50 pitches might not be the worst idea.
Yeah, they could go with Graceffo. Graceffo's been working out of the pen lately at Memphis, and he went yesterday for 2 innings, but he would, you know, the day off, he'd be available and he'd give you some length. But your point remains. If you really, even if you don't start McGreevy tomorrow, but you just have him there as a guy who's going to, you know, piggyback with one of the other two guys, you can get some innings out of him.
Yeah, and even if he doesn't pitch at all, it's more knowledge that he gets on the big league club, which is one of those things that he might be missing out on just coming up and going back down as much as he has been, the way the Cardinals have kind of used him. And you know, we got the good start out of Matthew Liberatore yesterday. He went out there and he was really effective, looked really good. So maybe the rumors of his demise, maybe we were a little too premature on that. But at some point this year, I feel like Michael McGreevy needs to be in the rotation if the Cardinals are going to be serious contenders for a playoff spot.
I would. That's it. I was about to say I would agree. Serious contenders for a playoff spot. Does Michael McGreevy? Like, I need to think through that one a little bit.
Matt, you saw him a lot more than I did down at spring training. You saw plenty of his starts down there, and when you look at the numbers that he had at the end, like, he was your best starter in spring training.
Yeah, and he's obviously been really good when he's been up. Like, I think Michael McGreevy needs to be.
Look at the teams he faced this year. Look, yeah. I mean, the Cardinals have thrown him out there against the Mets and the Dodgers this season, and he had a rough first inning against the Dodgers, but then settled in and went and was strong and was really good against the Mets. This kid can pitch at the major league level, and he would be one of your top three starters if he's in the rotation right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think this team can contend for a playoff spot as is. So, but I think he helps you for sure. And at some point, he's going to be here. I don't know when that's going to be. At some point, he's going to be there. You're not going to keep him down at Memphis. But I understand the frustration for Cardinals fans watching him continue to go out and pitch at a really high level at Memphis, knowing that he could do that. When the Cardinals starting pitching is going well, it's not something that you're worried about. But but in the month of June, Cardinals starting pitching has left a lot to be desired. And then you got this guy who's got a little bit of a major league track record continuing to pitch well down there. It's just, it's part of the conundrum, Joe, that is the 2025 St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it, too, is maybe fans not understanding fully how things work with bringing him up for the start, sending him back down, things like that. So I know, you know, STL Sports Central, like, we'll, you know, we put out the graphics, we'll put it out there on social media, and you see just immediate reaction from fans of anger with that anger and confusion with why they're doing what they're doing. But it's all about, you know, kind of that, I don't want to maybe use the word roster manipulation, but it is, I mean, every team does it. You know, the rules are there in place. The options are there in place for teams to do this. And the Cardinals have picked and chosen when to do that with Michael McGreevy so far. And at some point, like you said, at some point, he's going to be up here and he's going to be up here for good.
He is Joe Roderick. He's part of the team. He's a big part of what's going on over at STL Sports Central. As mentioned, what you previously knew as STL Sports Hub is not that anymore. Now back to STL Sports Central. Make sure to check that out for yourself. They've got all kinds of content. Of course, Bernie's a big part of that. We just had Bernie on a few moments ago. Joe, thank you so much. We will get you on again, either just at a regularly scheduled moment or the next time the Cardinals get rained out.
I hope the rain stops. I mean, that for youth baseball too in the area, it has just been brutal. I know over on the Illinois side, I think the league that my son's a part of, like, they've had over 350 games rained out this year.
Wow.
And it's a mess for so many people, and I feel for those leagues.
It's such a, like, quick thing. So my daughter is in swim lessons this week at an outdoor pool, and we were worried that this morning was going to get rained out, and if it gets rained out, then they do a makeup day. And that, like, as parents who have schedules, and all of a sudden you got to throw in a makeup day of swim lessons, it's not easy. It's not easy all the time.
No, they pushed back, like, the league playoffs for my son, like, a week. And, you know, there's parents that they thought the last day was going to be one day, and they're setting summer vacations.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, you know, it is. It affects a lot of different people in a lot of ways.
It is a thing. Well, Joe, we appreciate your time, and have a very safe travel back to St. Louis, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Matt.
You bet. That's our good friend Joe Roderick, St. Louis. STL Sports Central is where you see what he's part of, both from in front of the screen and behind the screen standpoint. We'll take a break. We got more coming up in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Just a few minutes left in hour number one of the program. In hour number two, we're going to be opening up phone lines and the text line and all that sort of stuff, talking all things Cardinals baseball, giving you a chance to chime in. We'll see what happens. In all likelihood, the McGreevy thing that I'm throwing out probably isn't going to happen. They've been giving him more than 4 days rest every time out. So I don't know. When you've got – here's the way I look at life. I was about to say this is a life tip. I don't know if it's a tip because I don't know if this is good or not. But this is the way I live my life. I look for opportunities. If there is an opportunity for something, I go for it. Like when the door opens up a little bit, let's start walking through that door. And sometimes you got to create your own opportunities and everything. I get that. But like I'm looking for opportunities. So if you remember the last time the Cardinals played a doubleheader, I was saying, and you know what they need to do? They need to get Ryan Fernandez up, because Fernandez has been pitching really well at Triple-A Memphis, and I'm sure there's stuff that they're still working on with him, but he's been putting up good numbers, and when you bring somebody up as the extra man on the doubleheader, it doesn't count against their options. It doesn't count against the amount of time that they have to spend down at Triple-A. It doesn't count. It's an opportunity. It's a free chance to do something. So I was pushing for Ryan Fernandez because I thought to myself, here's that opportunity. Here's that chance to bring a guy up and put him into a big league game and see if the stuff he's been working at AAA is real. If the numbers he's been putting up at AAA are legit. So it didn't happen. I don't remember who they called up on that one, but they called up somebody else. To me, This is an opportunity. Is it a perfect opportunity? No, because McGreevy has been pitching on more than 4 days rest every single time out this year, and he is a young guy. And you know, Walt said to me on the stream asking if I was so desperate to see the Cardinals give young pitchers a look that I want to see McGreevy on short rest. We can argue whether or not 4 days rest is short rest, but it's short rest compared to what he's been getting. I think it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to put McGreevy in there and just give him that big league chance and give everybody else a day where it was not expected to happen. Would it be better if this was happening 1 day later? Would it be better if McGreevy would have last pitched 1 day sooner so there's 5 days off instead of 4 days off so he's more on the schedule that he's used to being on? Yeah, and that's probably the reason that what I'm proposing is not going to happen. And I need to like keep checking Twitter to see whether or not there has been any type of announcement, but it probably is just going to be Sonny and Fetty who start the two games. But that's where I'm coming from. I look for opportunities. How do you get the chance tomorrow to have a 27th player on the roster? Yes, you can look at it as who do we put on the roster to help us survive? And there's a lot of like logic to that, using it as a survival tool because doubleheaders are not easy, especially when you've got so many games in a row after this one. But I think you can also look at it in my way of, what's the opportunity? You get a chance for a free roster spot for a day. How would you like to use that roster spot as a way that it can be a good opportunity? We'll see what they end up doing. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.